Black Forest Labs has just dropped Flux 0.1 Context, and this is a model that can not only generate images, but can also edit them iteratively with natural language. Okay, so let's try some other creative examples. A person working from home on a video call, a cat walking across the keyboard, a dog in the background, coffee mug, messy desk with papers. Okay, and here we have our few different examples. Now I want to do some creative edits. Let's say replace the cat and dog with exotic animals, a parrot on the keyboard, and a sloth hanging from the bookshelf. Let's see if we're able to do that. So let's see what happens when we do this. Okay, here we have our generations, and you guys, it's like the sloth on the wall isn't perfect because it wasn't a perfect example, but otherwise, super impressed with this. Everything has stayed almost identical. Now we have a parrot, and we have this one here that I think this is my favorite one, where we have our little sloth in the background peeking out or hanging from the curtain on the wall. But I'm very impressed with this model so far.
Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by DigitalPop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back in the saddle today with another episode about natural language image editing. So the announcement that we're talking about today, the announcement for us anyway, and because this comes from a little while ago, maybe over a week ago now, is a new release from Black Forest Labs. And this is the AI company behind the Flux image model. So this is one of the leading image models that has basically found its way into a handful of creative AI tools via the Black Forest Labs API. Until now, they haven't had like a dedicated interface or platform where you can test out the Flux image model. Now that has changed, and we'll talk about that tonight as well. They have a new playground that's going to allow you guys to test this out for yourselves for free today. So anyway, Black Forest Labs has just dropped Flux 0.1 Context, and this is a model that can not only generate images, but can also edit them iteratively with natural language. This is a skill or an insane capability that we first came across with Gemini 2.5 Flash Experimental. They had some native image editing, and soon after that, ChatGPT 4.0 dropped their native image editing, which went mega viral. If you were tapped into that, you likely created or at least saw a creation of some Studio Ghibli style images of either yourself or someone else or a scene. And if you missed the Studio Ghibli image generations, maybe consider yourself lucky. What makes these tools so amazing is you can essentially have a conversation with your image generations. In the case of Flux 0.1 Context, we also see a huge increase in the speed and performance. This is approximately 8 times faster than the current leading models 4.0 and 2.5 and things like that. Again, Flux 0.1 Context is going to be able to generate images from scratch, so it's an image creator and generator, but you can also edit existing images. Of course, it's being rolled out with a bunch of potentially game-changing features that are being touted as game-changing anyway. We have not tested it ourselves yet, but we will be doing that in tonight's episode, in today's episode, in a little bit. And spoilers, like I said, you guys can totally test it right now as well for free. But a few of the huge features being touted of this model are things like character consistency. So not only the people in your generations, but the other elements and scenes as well. And this is one area of native image generation that still needs a good deal of improvement. Even in ChatGPT 4.0, although it does pretty well with the consistency, it still falls a little bit short. Of course, you're also going to be able to do that very localized editing within the image, just changing one individual aspect while maintaining the rest. You can do things like applying different artistic styles to your image, for instance, Studio Ghibli or anime styles. Ones that I've done that I think are really fun are like Lego or Muppets or something like that. And we'll see how deep we can get into the testing with our free credits tonight. We might have to do some stylized adjustments to our image as well. You can even edit the text that is within an image, so you can change the text on t-shirts or signs or buildings, whatever it might be. And again, you're going to be able to edit these iteratively, so you can chain edits together. You can go back and forth with the model, with your image, and stack edits together. Like I said, you're basically having a conversation with your image, and you can watch it change and update in real time. And perhaps the best news, like I said, you can test this for free today. We'll show you how and where. But if you are looking to incorporate Flux, or you are incorporating Flux into your systems or your platforms, your software, your tools via the API, there are a few different tiers as far as the cost goes. You have a pro tier, which is basically the fast base model. That's going to be appropriate for most users. You have a max tier, which is basically their premium offering or premium version. So just think better text rendering, better prompt adherence and things like that. And then there's also going to be an open source dev model that is not currently available, but should be coming soon. So if price is an object or an obstacle for you, then maybe wait for the dev model, that open source dev model. And if you are, like I said, concerned about that price, you are going to be able to test this for free in this new web-based sandbox or playground, as they call it, the BFL, Black Forest Labs Playground. So no coding required, works in your web browser. You can just whip it up, and I believe you get 200 free credits to start testing out the Flux image models. And today we're going to be testing out Flux 0.1 context, of course. And with those 200 credits, you should be able to generate about 50 images. So I'm not sure exactly how that translates into image edits, but we'll see what we can do with the 200 credits. And then on top of that 200 credits, it sounds like there is some pretty transparent pricing and even more testing available in the playground, roughly 4 cents per image generation. And you're going to be able to do all the things that you would be able to do with the model itself right within this playground. So great place to test it. You can generate the images, you can edit the images, you can expand them or fill in areas of the images, all of these things, and all through natural language. So if you have not incorporated Flux into your tools or platforms, then this is the perfect risk-free way to test out the model. Now, if you have been listening to this show and you're in the AI space, your head is likely already spinning with all of the potential use cases here, marketing and otherwise. But for marketing, imagine when you scale this out, how many ad variations you could create in an advertising campaign so easily and so quickly. Consider how long it might take to create 100 different versions of the same person wearing a different colored shirt if you were doing it in Photoshop manually versus just asking the model to do it for you. Now, at this point, you still have to ask it to do it each time, but these tools are not far away from, and there are some tools out there that can generate multiple images at the same time with multiple variations, but you get the idea. And the same thing goes for any text in your images. It's a great way to maintain brand consistency as well across assets. If you find one layout or theme or background, whatever it might be that works for your brand, you can simply swap out all the elements in front of that background. And if you're a designer or maybe just a design-focused marketer, you can very quickly prototype out different images or mood boards, whatever that might be. If you have a client or a colleague who asks for small, simple changes to your images, no more need to open up Photoshop or Illustrator or whatever it might be, and then to re-export all of these design files. Now you can simply hop in, make a quick edit with natural language, and be done. Maybe if you are the sole design-focused person on your team, or if you're a designer who finds yourself working with us non-creative types, this is a great way to allow your colleagues or your managers to take a design that you have or an asset that you've created and test out some of their own changes on it. So your non-design team members or your non-technically trained team members, as far as these design platforms go, can now much more easily contribute to existing assets, or at the very least give you much clearer guidance on what they're looking for. If you have a developer, then I would highly suggest considering incorporating Flux from Black Forest Labs into your platform. Again, there is an upcoming open source model, so if cost is a barrier, you shouldn't have to wait too long for that. Now, as I said, the easiest way to access and test this out right now is to go to the Black Forest Labs Playground, which I've linked in the show notes, but it is also available through the Black Forest Labs API or through other image generation partners like FreePic or Kria AI. Or on other platforms like Comfy UI. It will soon be on Hugging Face. And again, although it doesn't have its own standalone tool or software, it does now have this playground. It does now have this playground that we can test it out in. So you can expect Flux 0.1 context to make its way soon into all of our popular image generators before too long. Okay, without further ado, let's hop into the playground and test this thing out a little bit. One really amazing example that just popped into my head that I saw online was an image of a woman who was facing away from the camera, and they simply asked Flux to generate a version of her looking towards the camera, and it completely filled in the facial expression, and it looked very natural. And to me, that was just an insane example that sounds super simple, but it's a really crazy way to be able to edit an image when you think about it. Okay, anyway, let's get into it with the Black Forest Labs Playground, and let's test out this new context, this Flux 0.1 context model. Okay, so if you are watching along on video, we are now looking at this Flux Playground. You can find it at playground.bfl.ai. Again, just check out the link in the show notes. Pretty standard text-to-image generator here, or text-to-image editor. We have our text box for our prompt, and we have the model that we want to test out. So right now we're on the Flux 0.1 Context Pro. I think I'm gonna leave it there to save as many credits as possible. You have the max, and then you have the other Flux models here as well. And actually, now that I'm looking at it, it looks like Flux 0.1 Dev is now available. So like I said, we're a few days behind the announcement here about Flux 0.1 Context, if not a little longer than that. So it looks like you do have access to dev. So if you were in fact waiting for prices to come down or for that open source dev model, it looks like you can access it now. On the left-hand side, we have our different editing options. You can generate, you can edit, you can fill, and it is gonna have you sign in and continue with your Google and all of that stuff. You have to accept their different policies and terms and things like that. But once you do that, you can do all of these different functions here. You can generate, edit, you can fill or expand. So it gives you all of the options right here. It makes it very easy. We're gonna go ahead and actually, I think what I'm gonna do, the first thing I wanna try is that example where we can turn the subject's face towards the camera. So I know there was an image in here. I was looking for an existing one where the subject was facing away from the camera. And I think the only one that I could really find was this cool looking samurai one right here. So first test right out of the gate, I think there's probably a better example that we could generate for this right now, but I want to see if it can take this very shadowed, very dark looking image and do something creative with the samurai maybe looking over their shoulder at us. So let's go ahead and edit this, and it's going to prompt us to describe what we want to change. So I think I'm just going to say, have the samurai looking over their shoulder into the camera. Keep everything else the same. Okay, let's go ahead and generate that, and we should see some impressive results as far as speed goes here with the generations. Okay, so we struck out on that one. Let's try and change this one more time. Let's go with have the samurai's face looking toward the camera. Let's see what that does. Okay, so I don't think this was the perfect example for that little face example. I just want to see if we can do anything with this image. Let's say change the samurai's armor to a red color. Let's see if that goes through now. Okay, there we go. So now we're getting into more of the model's capabilities. Again, check out the examples on X. I'll try and find the post where I saw the example of that woman facing backwards towards the camera. But as you can see, our image is very consistent, and we have now our samurai with this really cool looking red armor. Okay, so let's try some other creative examples. I actually hopped over into Claude and had Claude give me some creative ways that we could test this out. So I'm gonna go ahead and generate an image this time. So let's just test out the generation capabilities of the model. One example that I identified with was a home office with some crazy pets crawling all around. I have a couple dogs here on the AI Marketing Navigator that you may have seen in the background if you're a frequent watcher. So I just grabbed this prompt from Claude: a person working from home on a video call, a cat walking across the keyboard, a dog in the background, coffee mug, messy desk with papers. So let's generate this one with Flux Point 1 Context Pro. Okay, and here we have our few different examples. And guys, I am very impressed with the speed of these generations. It really takes a matter of a couple seconds. I'll try and leave that last one in real time so you guys can see that one. I think I'm going to choose this one here to go with as far as our generation. We have our cat and our dog here in the background. Now I want to do some creative edits, at least the edits that Claude suggested we try. And I think we might be pushing the model a little bit, but I think that's a good thing. So let's try to change this image now. Let's do the following. Let's say replace the cat and dog with exotic animals, a parrot on the keyboard, and a sloth hanging from the bookshelf. Let's see if we're able to do that. I'm actually going to change the bookshelf to the wall just to make it a little more contextual to our image. So let's see what happens when we do this. Okay, here we have our generations, and you guys, it's like the sloth on the wall isn't perfect because it wasn't a perfect example, but otherwise, super impressed with this. Everything has stayed almost identical. Something that, like I said, is still kind of a shortcoming of like ChatGPT 4.0, for instance. Now we have a parrot, and we have this one here that I think this is my favorite one, where we have our little sloth in the background peeking out or hanging from the curtain on the wall. But I'm very impressed with this model so far, you guys. Very good looking picture here. I don't see any really hallucinations or artifacts that are out of place in the image. Really, really impressive generation. Okay, let's move on to another challenge that Claude came up with for us. Okay, the one I want to try now, let's go back to generate. We'll create an image here. And the prompt for anybody who's not watching is a painter in a messy art studio, easel with half-finished portrait, paint tubes scattered, natural light from large windows, creative chaos. So let's go ahead and generate this. And I think this time we'll try and do a couple edits back to back and chain some edits together, see how far we can push the model here. So here we have our generations. Again, this is in real time for you guys. And again, I am truly impressed with the quality of these generations. The light coming in from the window in these examples is really, really impressive as far as adding to the realism of these photos. Okay, so let's pick one to edit a little bit here. I think I'll pick this one here. I really like all of the different elements in this one. And I think it's a good example of what we might be able to do with our edits here. So let's grab an edit. One that I find interesting is transform the studio into zero gravity, paint floating in colorful spheres. So let's see what it does with that generation here. And what I'll be looking for is basically everything else to stay the same, but to see some of these elements floating up in the air, maybe the artist, but definitely some of these paint cans and paint things around the table to be floating in the air or have some paint floating in the air. Let's see if it actually realizes our vision here. Okay, so not exactly what I had in mind, but it really maintained kind of the core painter in our image at the very least. He stayed very much the same, and we have all of these other elements that have kind of changed. So maybe not the perfect example, but still an impressive result in my opinion. Let's test something out just for fun here. Let's see if we can make the painting on the canvas a smiley face. And we're gonna do it with our new image here. We're gonna iteratively edit this. Let's say change the painting on the canvas to a smiley face. Let's see what happens here. Okay, absolutely nailed it. I think as we're going here, it's becoming clear that the more focused and detailed your edits can be to specific elements in the image, the better the result is gonna be. I think that's obviously the primary use case here anyway. If you're changing a vast thing with the theme of the image, it's gonna do some drastic changes like we had here. But let's just grab one here randomly. Everything looks almost identical, except for on that canvas, guys, we now have our little smiley face and it fits in really nice, looks really natural. Let's try one more thing. Let's try adding some text to the canvas now. Let's say edit and let's go change the smiley face on the canvas to the words digital pop. And let's see what happens. And here we have our result. And you guys, the more I mess around with this model, the more impressed I am, the more fun I'm having. I do think it is a new level of native image editing that we have arrived at with Flux 0.1 here, not only because the speed at which these generations happen so much faster than ChatGPT 4.0, for instance, but the effectiveness as well. I am truly impressed and my mind is running with all the fun different ideas that we could do right now. To close out our testing, let's add a reference image this time and let's do one of those stylistic changes that we've done in the past. And the previous models, whether it was Gemini 2.5, Flash Experimental or ChatGPT 4.0, they did pretty well at these stylistic changes too. So I'd be surprised if Flux 0.1 blows them out of the water as far as this goes, but let's at least see what we're capable of doing here. Let's go ahead and add a reference image now. Generate, and we're gonna add our image. I'm just gonna grab a headshot that we've used in some other examples here. Stand by while I do that, everybody. And I guess I'll use the one that I'm going to use for this episode's thumbnail. So let's add our reference image there. We have it added. And let's say change the style of this image to, I don't know, let's do Lego, because that was a fun example that I've used recently. And let's see how Flux 0.1 context handles this to a Lego style. And the first thing I'm noticing is that this, with the reference image, takes a little bit longer to process and generate, but still very impressive as far as speed goes. Honestly, I'm a little less impressed with this stylistic change of the Flux 0.1 context model. It's changed the subject of the image, myself, to a Lego style, but it's not quite as Lego style as some of the other generations I've had in the past. I think this one over here is probably the closest. For instance, these other Legos have noses, which if you're a Lego aficionado, you will know is not the case. And it didn't change any of the other elements in the background to Lego as well. I think we could probably mess with the prompt a little bit and get it to do better, but I am more impressed with the other models as far as these stylistic changes go, just with this limited testing. Okay, so I think that should just about do it for today's episode on Flux 0.1 context. Let me know what you guys are doing with your edits, with your native image edits. Share your edits with me, share your fun, creative ideas, share your most impressive results. I am 100% interested and curious to see them. And this is just another step in the democratization, one of our favorite words on this show, of image editing and image creation generation, creative asset generation, really. And, you know, the non-creatives like me are just continuing to butt our way into the creative spaces for better or worse. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified next time we drop an episode. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. Ready to simplify your own marketing automation? DigitalPop helps make it happen so your small business can scale your marketing fast. Learn more at thedigitalpop.com.